All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the final portion here of week 19. Adam, what's up?
So, Higgs, you're the only one not yet on the ship. So I guess you don't pass by Fate and her dudes, but you do get back to the ship. So you're all in there. What do you want to do?
Well, I guess the second I get on the ship, I don't know any of this is happening. So I'm just like, Fang seems to have given up. I guess he doesn't want to track you. So I guess that's a good thing, Mr. S.
That is good. That was a much more peaceful defeat of Fang than I could have ever imagined. No, I'm like, that seems to be the case, but we have a new issue.
What's that?
It would seem that the Fotenhauer organization has sent some people to retrieve me. They are, of course, not interested in a bounty. They just want me, so I think we're in for a fight.
We talked about this a little bit, but what type of fight should we be expecting? I mean, how capable are these individuals?
Very capable. They're well-armed. They're military people. Mercenaries more than anything at this point in time. But nothing that we can't handle, I don't imagine.
Well,
if we get in outer space, they'll be more equipped than us. Our ship is in drastic need of improvement.
So you're saying we should we just pick a fight here somewhere on the station?
I'm sure they'll pick the fight, but we should be prepared for it, yes.
Okay, well, I'll go sit in the sand thrower, and if anyone comes near us, I'll just shoot them.
Do you think it's inevitable? You mean the security people, right?
It sounded like what Mr. Prosper said is that they aren't leaving without me.
I mean, should we just leave?
Like I said, when we take off, they'll be better equipped than us. We'll be dead.
Sure.
How close are your friends, Mr. Prosper?
They are ready for the rendezvous.
How far is the rendezvous?
We can be in communication with them, and it's actually likely they are on this very station, come to think of it.
You should give them a call. They need to
Pi knows where they are. Like Pi tells you, the Two of Wands is 6 hours out. They could be here in 6 hours.
You should probably give them a call. I think we're going to need some backup if Mr. Sakarian is correct.
Conduct business as usual with them, and they'll defend themselves should an altercation arise, I would imagine.
Well, just tell them if they want Pi, then they need to help us out here.
This is a Wands ship. They are not equipped for combat.
On any level?
I mean, do I know enough to be able to be like, no, on no level? Or, yes, on small arms, personal fire? Like,
yeah, like the ships are equipped for specific missions. They do the mission, they come back, they're re-equipped. It's going to be primarily science equipment, but if they expected danger, they might have some kind of ship's defenses. But it certainly wouldn't be better necessarily than the Swan Song. Yeah, only
better
more,
necessarily
all that,
than the Zenzi Swan Song. But more that's what I say.
Okay.
Well, we need, even if it, I'm sorry, but even if it's just bodies to throw at these people, then I think you should definitely try to call them over here. I don't think this is
Mr. Higgins. Not all of us have your silver tongue.
Yeah, we need fucking guns, not silver tongues here. That's why I'm saying we need people as best as possible.
I don't feel confident I can convince my compatriots to enter a dangerous circumstance for no particular reason.
The reason
to
is
be blunt.
Pi. If we lose, if they take the ships, they take Pi. That's the reason.
To be blunt, it doesn't sound like they care about the ship. It sounds like they care about Mr. Sakarian, a man about whom my organization does not actually care.
Well,
I don't know, Mr. Higgins. I don't think this is a course of actions that will help us.
I think we would
be better served trying to pull an ambush.
I don't think we can ambush these people. I don't think that's a thing.
I just tailed them for 3 minutes.
And you got really no useful information out of that, so I don't see how that's to freak up.
They can be surprised.
Mr. S, where'd be the best place? Could We can't have you walking around out there, but if I go out there with a video feed, could you perhaps survey the area? Maybe we could figure something out. I mean, I would assume what these people are coming back. Is that what they said?
Prosper? Yes, I imagine that'd be the case, yes.
I mean, what did they say? She was just ranting, right?
She basically made it seem like, yo, I know that bitch is lying.
Yeah,
she was willing to come on the ship, by the way, from what I understand, that Piani recapped later at a time that I'm not metagaming, and I would imagine we could get them on the ship and then ambush them there.
Or wait for them to approach and then take them outside of the ship. Like, this place where we are, the hangar that we're in, it's only the swan song, right?
Yeah, it's not even a hangar. It's like the station has docking
corridor, right?
Corridor, and you're attached to that.
Got it.
Spinning gently through space.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like rigging up some kind of booby trap for them when they enter is a strong idea.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I guess we just sit and wait then. Prepare the best we can and just wait for them to come back. Have Piani talk to them.
Business as usual, like I said, with the upgrade of Pi.
Yep. All right, yeah.
Yep, I agree.
We'll just hang out.
So I guess I will contact the Two of Wands and let them know that we're ready for them to come do the upgrade. But I also mention that we're under a high alert regarding one member of our crew, just so they know.
Okay, so you get a call request for like a live connection.
Okay. Yep, I answered.
Okay, just on the bridge with everybody else around?
No.
Okay, so you're gonna go to the room.
In my room, privately, where nobody but myself and Piani watching through the camera can see.
Okay. So you make the connection. It's like a video connection. There's two people on the other side. They seem to be on the bridge of their ship. There's an older man with black but starting to gray the temples hair, wearing the captain's uniform of the Navy, and then a science officer, a younger man with a goatee. And the captain sees you and says, "Monsieur Trudeau, it's good to finally see you."
Mm-hmm.
I'm Captain Dulac. This is my science officer, Leroy. So, you're having some trouble with a member of your crew, you say?
It seems as though he is a wanted man, and I just wanted you to be aware, prior to setting foot on the ship, that we may have... It's possible we have visitors.
So you're running into trouble there now. Is it station security, or...?
No, apparently it's a group known as Fate's Rangers. A woman named Fate, and her... companions.
Mon Dieu, Fate's Rangers. That is dangerous. Perhaps we should...
You know of them?
He nods. Oui, I do. Some recent nastiness on Oninsa, I believe. Strange that they are out here. Perhaps it would be best if we waited. You deal with the situation, and then we will come on board.
Certainly, that seems reasonable. There's no assistance you can offer us at this junction. Is there no schematics of their ship, schematics of the station that might give us more information?
Oh, no. We would not want to cross the Fotenhauer Society. They're very dangerous individuals. I'm sorry you have run into such bad luck.
Ah, well, it is not me, but I am sorry my companion has run into such bad luck. But he is a very capable man. Very well. We will address this situation. I will contact you shortly once we have resolved it to our liking.
So, for the first time, Lois speaks up and he says, Monsieur Trudeau, is l'enfant in danger in this situation?
Now, as far as what I heard from them is that they just wanted Sicarian, right?
Yeah, they don't even know Pi exists. They just... Get the fuck out of here. Go back to war.
I relay that back. I say the existence of L'Enfant is a well-kept secret. I find it very unlikely that they even know L'Enfant exists.
What about But what about the ship? If it's damaged, the computer core, or if it's destroyed, we have no backup.
That is correct.
Perhaps you should transfer them to us. L'enfant, I mean. It would not be difficult. We have the technology to make it possible, but we would have to act fast.
L'enfant, you are listening, are you not?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to tell my companions your estimation of this plan?
I'm not sure. So meanwhile, I think while you're having that conversation, Mr. Sicarian, as Prosper leaves the room to make the phone call, so 30 seconds ago or whatever, you get a message on, just for you in your like heads-up display of your armor from Pi that just says, can we talk?
Of course.
So, so Pi asks you, are you frightened, Mr. Sicarian?
No, I'm at ease. These are the situations where I feel most at home.
And you think you have a good chance against them?
I think not in terms of chances. I think more in terms of what must be done.
What will you do?
Fotenhauer has cornered me here. My allies have yet to reach out to me. I am with only those that I trust, my friends, and I am trying to negotiate the situation so the most right people make it out of this alive, and we move on.
Do you need my help?
Absolutely, Pi. You are a tremendously capable asset, and I've grown quite fond of your development. I would love your help.
I'll do what I can. So, snap back to the other conversation. Pi says, I don't want to leave. I think I'll be safe here.
You just see Prosper smile. I just sort of nod in the direction of the video feed.
So, Sylvain and Loa and Dulac have this like short, quiet conversation away from the monitor. And then Captain Dulac says, fine, very well. But you need to know the priority here is not your crew members. It's not the ship, this swan song you're gallivanting around on. It's L'Enfant.
You are preaching to the choir.
Good. Well, do whatever you have to do to protect them.
I believe that keeping this crew member on board is in L'Enfant's best interests. After all, it is important that we protect those close to us. Thank you, Captain Dulac, Science Officer Leroy. Click.
Okay.
Captain's log.
I said that loudly enough and in the direction of the speaker on the wall. Like, let me impart some moral lessons to you. Okay, good.
I like how it was you're imparting the lesson after Pi had already learned it. Like, Pi agreed with you and like was like, yeah, I'm worried about Mr. Sicarian. It's important to protect him. And then you're like, yeah, no, it's important to protect your friends. And Pi's like, I fucking know that.
There you go.
So, Higgs, what are you doing? What are you and Piani, what are you guys doing now?
Kind of shitting my pants, to be honest with you. I knew that this plan was not going to be good from the start. I'm really concerned for Pi, for the ship, for Mr. Sicarian. Piani's feeling that stress.
Okay. And how do you cope with that stress, Piani?
I don't even know right now.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know. I'm so on Facebook.
You're just in your room clicking through stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get a Facebook message. You get a friend request from what's his name? James Hahn.
James Hahn.
He's the dude that he's on Majid.
Right. The one I haven't seen in a while. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And Dick Pick.
Do you accept the friend request?
I do.
Okay, cool. So once the friend request picks up, you get a message that just says, found something I think you might be interested in. And then there's a link to like a basically like a Craigslist post, whatever the exchange equivalent is. You can check that out if you want to.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right, so there's several pictures and some schematics data of a yacht, like a space yacht, basically. And it says, like, for sale, slightly damaged space yacht. And it has, like, the rundown and stuff. And then there's some contact information. And you see in the side of one of the pictures painted on the side, part of it is obscured by, like, a blast damage. But there's the letters K-A-F-K, and then it goes around the other side.
And this is in relation, because I had asked him to about the ship that had, they said it docked there. So does it have coordinates or say
ship,
where it was?
Well, it was, so you asked him about the ship that you sent him the information about the ship, which was Lord Lucas McCrary's like pleasure boat.
Or right.
And he went looking for it for you, but he couldn't find anything. It was supposed to go to Majid. And then he sent you this link. Do you have, anybody remember the name of that ship?
It was the Franz Kafka, Kafka, right?
It was the Kafka. Yeah, Kafka.
The Kafkaesque. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So he's You're like, too late, Stephen.
He's like, I thought you might be interested in this.
And it had locate like a coordinates or I mean,
no, it had a contact number, like a an address that you can get in touch with because they're trying to sell whoever someone's trying to sell this ship.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. I just messaged back. Thanks, James. I owe you one, maybe two, haha, smiley face, and then I do what I can to start processing who that is. Actually, maybe I can open up an anonymous mail to that contact.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
I'm interested in your boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello there.
Meet you.
Yes.
It's so funny that this is Craigslist, by the way, because that's actually what happens, too. People find each other on Craigslist, and then they murder them.
Right.
I mean, every part of this, yeah. Someone stole somebody else's car, and then you're going to kill them.
God, this has been happening for 20,000 years.
Craigslist, 40K.
I was browsing through the casual encounters, and then I eventually went to boats for sale, and I noticed, or excuse me, space yachts. Delete. Space yachts for sale, and I'm interested in yours. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Okay, and you want to send that message off?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually sends a picture of the Saw doll and says, let's play a game. And then it's his phone number to get contact.
Okay.
Games.
And Higgs, what are you doing?
I'm in my room listening to We Built This City on Rock and Roll as loud as possible with the door open.
Okay.
And just belting out a line every once in a while. Like, just out of nowhere, you'll just hear me, like, belt a line and then I just won't say anything and a minute or two will pass and I'll just say I'll scream another line from the song. It's just on repeat.
Okay.
Hanging out.
All right. Cool. Okay. All right. So what's the next thing that happens here? How are you guys going to prepare for whatever the next eventuality is?
I think we let Mr. S tell us that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of going around and I notice we're like, or I know we're approaching combat time. So I'm just checking on everyone, making sure they're calm, tell them to be prepared. Or we're going to go business as usual with the, or no, they're not coming, I guess, because the ship is potentially in danger.
Thank you.
So I just am near Pi or Piani, and I just say, Piani, the next time she approaches, just let her on the ship, and I'll go meet him, and you guys help me where you can.
Okay. So
are we luring them to the ship?
What's that?
Are we luring these people to the ship, or are we trying to go out and find them?
We just know that they'll come back.
Yeah.
We're expecting them to come back.
I look over the swan song to make sure that we know like where people should be positioned and where we could potentially like stack a bunch of grenades and kill a couple people, stuff like
that. Episode one, Stormtroopers and Darth Vader getting on that Corvette, man.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
I'll be Darth Vader and you guys can be the Stormtrooper.
Only the reverse because they stormed that ship.
And
okay.
And sorry, I had a mini wheat bother me for a second. You want me to let her in?
Well, I'm with you on the command station, the communication station, or whatever, and we'll talk.
Okay. Gotcha.
That was my tactics role. Okay. I do not have any particular tactical expertise on this one.
I have tactical expertise. Can I help?
Well, you already rolled, so you can make a separate roll if you want to.
Okay.
Yep.
At your normal.
Come on, Higgs. Super tactics. Let's go.
And that's also based off int, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I need another L. Yep.
Oh, damn. Okay. What would you like to know?
Mr. Sakarian, what would you like to know?
So you guys are having like a tactical conversation?
Yeah, like it's definitely a group discussion.
We're just planning out what we'll do if when they come on board, I guess. So just
it's the home alone planning, setting sequence, up, lay out the map, and
defensive barriers, not like plus, welding door shut type of thing, but just like, you know, this is where we'll have the altercation. But I'm also planning out with them too. It's not like we open the door and gun them down. It's I'm going to talk to them, and if it turns sour, then we.
Yeah, there's only one entrance to the ship, because it's attached by the docking clamp. You're reminded in looking at the map of the last time that you had to defend the docking clamp when those pirates tried to take the ship. So it funnels into a fairly short like T intersection,
I'd say in the meantime too, I'm based on the description that they gave me of her, I'm looking up her information if I can.
Okay, sure.
You know, not super shadowy like their people are.
Yeah, I mean, Fates Rangers is a pretty like flashy unit. They've been in the news a bunch lately. Everybody assumes she's on Oninsa because the Rangers are there, and they're the ones like cleaning up the military arm of the Civil War there. Like, because of their presence on the planet, they're just like they're winning basically the war now.
She's a leader of Fates Rangers.
Yeah, they're her. Yeah, they're her Rangers.
She's Miss Fate, right?
Yeah, yeah. Her ship also is like fairly well known and famous. It's called the Hand of Fate.
Is it Manos, the Hand of Fate?
No, it's much better than that.
So I brief them all on this, and impossible. I tell them that she's working for Mr. Titan. Then
she's like a young unit. Like the Rangers are her first command squad, and she has made a name for herself as being like super brave and super like lead the charge kind of thing. Imagine like if you want to imagine a character from popular culture, she's like Emily Blunt's character from that movie where she was with Tom Cruise. People, it's like she has the same kind of reputation. What was that
movie? Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I share this with all of them, but I'm just reading up on her. And so I mean, the plan is to wait and hear him out, because we're not going to go snuff him out. And we know we can't get in altercations on this planet because it affects our economy as well. So,
and for you, like you know that she was a nobody until, like I said, after your incident with Titan. So she probably doesn't have a lot of like personal investment into it. It's not like she's like, you know, Mr. Titan's like second in command or whatever.
So that's what I explained to them. Like, the plan is to try to reason with her and talk. Bloodshed is the last resort, but it's just likely to happen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So I think while you're having this conversation, there's a message that comes on. Pius, like, we have a message. It's from a ship, Hand of Fate. They want to talk to you, Mr. Sakarian.
That is the one. Please put me in touch with them.
Okay. Do you want it like public so everyone can hear it?
Like I said, I'm at the like communication station with Piani, so I just say yeah. Just open up right there.
Okay. Cool. All right. So it clicks through. And do you say anything?
Are we like FaceTiming this shit?
No, it's just audio.
Okay. I say good evening, Miss Fate. This is Mr. Sakarian. I understand that you have been looking for me.
I have. It's good that we found you. I suppose it's too much to ask for you to come peacefully.
Well, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm not going to go to Mr. Titan on his terms, and I assume you're here as his errand girl.
I've heard a lot of things about you, Sakarian. Mr. Falcon had plenty to say.
Mr. Falcon.
Oh, you haven't heard?
No.
He's dead. Gave you up right before he died, too.
Hmm. Did you have anything to do with that?
Well, not personally, no.
That is a shame. He was a good man. And if you have any respect for the organization, you wouldn't be saying in such candid terms. He was an honor to the Fotenhauer Society.
Just like you were?
That's correct.
So I guess that's
I don't have any.
No to the peaceful resolution then? As far as I know, Titan just wants to have a conversation with you. Face to face, old school like.
Yes, of course. Well, why don't you come down here and claim me then?
Oh, that's how it's going to be?
I don't know. I feel like there's more innuendo happening here than I know of. I'm a pretty literal man.
she says, well, you know, I just thought maybe you'd care a little more about your crew. Collateral damage is a bitch. But you know what? That's fine. I wouldn't mind adding your name to the roster of people I've killed. Titan won't be too mad I put an end to this problem. I guess we'll be seeing you soon, Sicarian. And it just clicks off.
I kind of look around the room and I'm like, I swear, when I led that organization, we were not nearly as cliche lame or as goddamn disrespectful as that.
It's actually true. Titan's influence has turned them into a bunch of supervillains.
You now see what we're dealing with. They cannot destroy the ship because they want to claim me live. She's making threats, of course, and that is, like I said, bloodshed will happen, but if you hang by my side, we should be fine.
I believe you.
I open up a comm to Pi, and I say, Pi, did you get all that? And this is like inside the visor, you know, personal.
I did.
These are the people that get in the way of the better people, and they cannot be allowed to do what they want, because if they do what they want, they will end the lives of the people that I assume you care about.
She seemed nervous.
She was compensating. You picked up on that as well.
I see it a lot.
Yeah. It's more endearing, though, when the people we love are compensating, as opposed to the people that want to kill those that we love.
Does she know you very well?
That's the problem, Pi. She doesn't know me at all. She just knows the person that is responsible for why I'm an outcast and why I no longer serve an organization that could otherwise be doing great things.
I'm worried she's going to hurt Higgs or Prosper. Gianni.
She's going to try. Yes. It's up to you and me to make sure that doesn't happen, correct?
I suppose so.
Well, Pi, I'm all ears when the situation comes. Let's work together on this.
All right, Mr. S.
And then I just kind of look at the group and say, Higgs, it's probably best that you don't drink anymore. We're going to need you sober for this. And,
like you say that, you're like, it's probably better you don't drink. I'm just like, let me interrupt you there. Got a question. Are these people wanted by any means? Do they have bounties for them, perhaps? Because I know a bounty hunter that's in system that we might be able to work with.
They're not going to have any bounties on their heads, no, but they could be ransomed. It's just going to be extremely difficult to, and by they, I mean solely Miss Fate, of course. The soldiers are completely recyclable. They're elites, of course, so they're going to be very good at what they do, but they're not.
Yeah,
they're not worth anything.
They don't have names. They're just serial numbers like the guys you saw on the ship before.
Yeah.
So they're elites, but not HQs.
Got another question for you. It's probably pretty likely that Miss Fate knows that Fang is in orbit or whatever, and they're probably going to work together to come to the ship, so you might expect that. Don't be surprised.
It's a possibility.
If that happens.
Mr. Fang wants to collect a ransom, though, and she's doing a job. I guess they could work together, sure.
They could.
But you also just gave the DM an idea. Fucking.
True.
I mean, I feel like that would be incredibly cruel of me. Like, all right, let's see. Do you guys have any other NPCs? So you get a phone call from Calliope, and she's like, "I'm here to collect, motherfuckers."
That'd be great. So, I'd be totally into that. That'd be awesome.
Randy's mom is here to kill you.
Fucking Randy's mom.
Yeah, I just again continue to do the like,
Those bugs from that planet.
Captain in the trenches type of thing, where I'm going to each person and be like, you know, make sure you clean this and be ready and that kind of stuff. And then I just tell, I ask Piani to watch the scanner for incoming.
Are we just going guns blazing?
No. I still think there's a, I mean, it sounds like it is going to come to that, but I can't, we'll have to, they've got the ball. It's their ball to play. I just know they can't destroy the ship because they need to bring me back.
So Mr. Sicarian, I mean, you belong to or belonged to a military organization built on, you know, several hundred years of tradition, right? And mm-hmm. in the tradition of that organization, there must have been times where two officers had like an irreconcilable problem, right?
There was so they had a duel.
I was going to say, so is there some like way that you like some honorable way to get out of that?
To get out of a duel,
or
to
deal with that situation.
Oh,
is it dueling? Is dueling like a thing?
Yeah, I would say the Fotenhauer Society is like built on a pretty warrior caste tradition. So like, they would have a tradition and a call sign for said tradition, where like one of the ways you go up in ranks or one of the ways you get respect is if you have an irreparable situation, you duel to the death. So.